And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit. And they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Acts 2:17-20. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, and the disciples were all with one accord in one place, filled with the Holy Ghost, Peter, standing up with the 11, quoted the above scripture from the prophecy of Joel. His object was to show that the marvelous work which was wrought in the disciples at that time was a subject of prophecy and the work of God. I conclude that there is not one Second Advent believer who will take the ground that all of the prophecy of Joel, quoted by Peter, was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, for there is not the least evidence that any part of it was then fulfilled, only that part which related to the pouring out of the Holy Ghost. We cannot believe that the signs in the sun and the moon, etc., were seen on that day, or that there were any having visions or dreaming among them at that exciting hour, for there is no proof of any such thing. A part of this prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, and all of it is to be fulfilled in the last days, saith God. Dreams and visions are among the signs that precede the great and notable days of the Lord. And as the signs of that day have been, and still are fulfilling, it must be clear to every unprejudiced mind that the time has fully come when the children of God may expect dreams and visions from the Lord. I know that this is a very unpopular position to hold on this subject, even among Adventists, but I choose to believe the word of the Lord on this point, rather than the teachings of men. I am well aware of the prejudice in many minds on this subject, but as it has been caused principally by the preaching of popular Adventists and the lack of a correct view of this subject, I have humbly hoped to cut it away with the sword of the Spirit from some minds at least. We will bear it in mind that these dreams and visions are to be in the last days. As there cannot be any days later than the last, it is certain that we may expect just such revelations until Christ appears in the clouds of heaven. I know that it is a very popular opinion among Adventists that there was nothing more to be revealed by visions after John closed up the revelation in A.D. 96. But if this opinion is correct, then the last days ended while John was on the Isle of Patmos. The Bible is a perfect and complete revelation. It is our only rule of faith and practice. But this is no reason why God may not show the past, present, and future fulfillment of His Word in these last days by dreams and visions, according to Peter's testimony. True visions are given to lead us to God and His written Word, but those that are given for a new rule of faith and practice, separate from the Bible, cannot be from God and should be rejected. The following vision was published in the Daystar more than a year ago. By the request of friends, it is republished in this little work with scripture references for the benefit of the little flock. I hope that all who may read it will take the wise and safe course pointed out to us by the following passages of Scripture: despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Paul. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20.